In today's news headlines, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler has issued a subpoena for the full special counsel report just a day after Attorney General William Barr released a redacted version. On Friday morning, Nadler spoke with CBS News, saying this.
I see considerable evidence of obstruction of justice, which is what Mueller said. Mueller said there was considerable evidence of obstruction of justice. The report concluded there was substantial evidence that President Trump attempted to prevent an investigation into his own into his campaign and his own conduct. Cites 11 instances. He doesn't make the charge essentially because Justice Department guidelines he believes prevented him from doing so. But he lays it out for Congress, and he practically invites Congress to pursue that.
That's House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler on Friday morning on CBS News, about an hour before he issued a subpoena for the full Mueller report. He also had harsh words to say about Attorney General Barr.
Barr seems to have acted over the last 4 weeks, including yesterday, not as the Attorney General of the United States, but as the President's personal attorney.
That's House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler criticizing Attorney General William Barr. Many analysts have been picking apart the redacted Mueller report and comparing it to Barr's characterization of it. Barr quoted the report in his four-page summary in March that, quote, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. But the Washington Post pointed out on Friday that, quote, left out was a key statement from Mueller that came right before what Barr quoted in his letter. That statement was, although the investigation established that the Russian government perceived it would benefit from a Trump presidency and worked to secure that outcome, and that the campaign expected it would benefit electorally from information stolen and released through Russian efforts, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. In other words, Russia wanted Trump to win, and Trump campaign members were aware that they would reap an advantage from the information stolen and released through Russian efforts. The Post also found that the Mueller report, quote, cites multiple instances in which Trump and White House aides misled or lied to journalists or in public statements as the investigation was unfolding. Among the lies were Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders' assertion that after Trump fired FBI Director James Comey, countless members of the FBI were grateful and thankful. According to the report, Sanders admitted she had no basis to make that claim. When asked about her lie on CBS on Friday, especially about her use of the word countless, this is what she said.
On anything, what I said was that it was in the heat of the moment. That was what I said, that it was in the heat of the moment, meaning it wasn't a scripted thing. It was something that I said, and which is why that one word has become a big deal.
That's Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders on CBS News on Friday. While she claimed that her word countless was said, quote, in the heat of the moment, she in fact used that word at least twice on news shows after Comey's firing. President Donald Trump, who has been spinning the outcome of the Mueller report in a positive light, said on Friday on Twitter, statements are made about me by certain people in the crazy Mueller report, in itself written by 18 angry Democrat Trump haters, which are fabricated and totally untrue. On the issue of Russia's attempt to interfere in the U.S. elections, the Mueller report goes into exhaustive detail about the Russia-based Internet Research Agency, focusing nearly half the report on that part of the investigation. The report concludes that Russian agents, quote, interfered in the 2016 presidential election in sweeping and systematic fashion. But Russian President Vladimir Putin and his government brushed aside the accusations. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters on Friday that the report, quote, still does not present any conclusive evidence of alleged interference by the Russian Federation in the electoral process in America, adding, quote, we continue to refuse to accept any such accusation. Mr. Mueller had indicted 12 Russian nationals last year in connection with election interference. An armed right-wing militia group called United Constitutional Patriots has been found to be confronting refugees at the U.S.-Mexico border in New Mexico who are attempting to apply for asylum. The group is one of several that has operated for years in various border states and recently had begun posting videos about their encounters with groups of exhausted migrants. The ACLU, in a letter to New Mexico's governor and attorney general, wrote, "We cannot allow racist and armed vigilantes to kidnap and detain people seeking asylum." Attorney General Hector Balderas responded in a statement saying, "These individuals should not attempt to exercise authority reserved for law enforcement." One of the militia members, Jim Benvey, speaking to the New York Times, revealed that he had traveled to the border from Minnesota and admitted that his group has held migrants at gunpoint and called Border Patrol. He said, "Border Patrol has never asked us to stand down." According to the New York Times, the organization plans to remain on the border until the extended wall proposed by President Trump is built or Congress changes immigration laws to make it harder for migrants to request asylum. In other news, tens of thousands of workers at a Massachusetts-based grocery chain called Stop & Shop have been on strike for nearly 10 days. They're represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union and are protesting their new contract, which offered to slash retirement benefits and increase health care costs. Former Vice President Joe Biden addressed the workers on Thursday.
"It's about a lot more than a paycheck. And what's happening here is workers are not being treated across the board with dignity. They're not being treated like they matter. And let me get something straight with you all. Wall Street bankers and CEOs did not build America. You built America. We built America."
That's former Vice President Joe Biden and likely presidential candidate addressing striking Stop & Shop workers in Boston, Massachusetts on Thursday. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and the Trump administration announced on Friday that Mr. Abe would travel to the U.S. later this month and that President Trump would visit Japan in May. Trump will meet Japan's new emperor. Among the topics they expect to discuss are curtailing North Korea's nuclear ambitions, as well as trade relations. Mr. Abe considers himself among Trump's closest international allies. He has resided in the president's Florida resort and played golf with him in developing a personal relationship. In Bangladesh, protesters in the capital Dhaka are calling for justice for an 18-year-old woman who was set on fire after she accused her school's principal of sexual harassment. The woman, named Nusrat Jahan Rafi, had refused to withdraw her accusations when she was confronted by five perpetrators on April 6th. Her hands were tied and she was doused with fuel and set on fire in retaliation. She died from her injuries days later. Tens of thousands of people attended her funeral, angered by her story. Now, feminist activists are demanding that her perpetrators face justice. And finally, climate change protesters in London, organizing with Extinction Rebellion, continued their militant actions on Thursday, occupying five key landmarks in the city. At least 400 people have been arrested so far in a week-long series of actions demanding climate justice that have brought the city to a standstill. London Mayor Sadiq Khan voiced cautious support for the activists, saying, "We are facing a climate emergency. I fully support the right of protesters to protest on this vital issue and urge organizers to work with police to ensure their demonstrations are peaceful and lawful and that disruption is kept to a minimum." And that does it for our news headlines today.